Okay, here we go. Just off your mode. We end off last time going the ending of Kabbalah of Mace, Mace on Shabbos. We start by Sif Zayin, so like to first go back to Sif Zayin and then go to the end of Tosma Sad, Tosma Bagufay. Sif Zayin is better than Mishnah, that Malaf Mishnah over there says, the person on Shabbos take care of the Tzarech HaMeis, he can be Messiah Chumadiyah, he can put on oil, he can put on water on him, the condition does not move any aver. Based upon this, come along with the Rishonim and said we have to seek two klalim, basic klalim in Hilchos Muksa. See, the first klal is, you're allowed to touch Muksa. You're taking oil, putting water, and you're putting on to the top of the mace. How can you do that on Shabbos? You don't get a tenek there. So one, as you said, we see from the Mishnah, which is brought down by us in Simchin Malf of Zayin, and brought down by the Pleiskin in Simchin Ches. Negiyah Muksa is Mutter. The second klal we see from the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, the Ran, the Oy, is that even though Negiyah is Mutter, and tilted also, let's say you do move something halfway, not the whole entire chafetz. By the mace, the Mishnah is saying you cannot move the arm, even though the body's not moving. Therefore, moving a chelik of a muksa, a chelik of part of something that's muksa, is also nichel negeder of tilted muksa. So the Mishnah's first thing is saying again, you can touch muksa, do water and put an oil, but you cannot move the arm. So you see, tilted, chelik, mixes of a muksa, nichel negeder of tilted. 2 years say this, which is brought down Allah from before Shaway in the Machaber. Negiah is mortar, total chelik min amukzer is going to be osir. Focus on each point, what comes out of it. Touching mukzer mice again, we see his mortar. When you learn the sugya on the beis and beis, taking a plate, putting it under the egg is osir, putting it on top is mortar. In simin, shintes, and tevyot, and tevav, it's brought down, and the mice is being down from the Ravid, that even though putting a plate over an egg might is mutter, however, if it's going to touch the egg, might can be also. Touching an egg is also. In fact, the Rishayim, the Maitre, touching Muksa is mutter. What's the difference between touching an egg and touching Muksa? So it says, Beisayis is being down to Tiyotam. He's being down the Trumas Hadeshin and the Magen Mishnah. Trumas Hadeshin says, even though we have Yisayi, touching Muksa is mutter, and that's only doing where you compare the Sugya, Tiltum and Atzad, Tzarech Tava Mutter is Mutter. Therefore, Negiah B'Muksa is only Mutter with Tzarech Tava Eter, not with Tzarech Tava Osir. And he compares the two sugyas, and the Malachim is Vanenu, and Aval, what's lumped is behind keeping the two sugyas. Atzal Hasheni, the Magen Mishnah, he disagrees with this concept. He says, no, that's all Muksa is Negiah is Mutter. However, Dafka, specifically by an egg, since when you touch an egg, it naturally rolls, and naturally will move. Since you have a Chashash Naneya, therefore, that's him all Negiah is Mutter, Silas of Tav is a Silas of Tav Eter. Simply by an egg, or let's say you have a candle hanging and you're going to touch it and go from place to place, that's why the gear is also. Halacha l'maaseh, we read so I think a week ago, in Simon Shinyot, it brought down this Shiloh by in Sevov, and Mechaber brings down by taking a plate, covering something as a mutter is also. The halacha over there, Mechaber Sosom, sounds like that you cannot touch any mutter. It sounds like you went to Igatru with Hadeshin, served over also, it's also served over mutter as mutter. Sounds the way in the Mechaber. The Taz, the Mogavam, clearly passed in this way like the Trumas Hadeshin. They passed it. Compare the two sugyas, Tiltum Atzad, Tzad of Osir is Osir, and the Gears also can be Osir. Come along the Mishnah Brua, and he says, no, Vik is like the Bergoylo, the Nesivis, the Rechaim, the Goyim, the Loch is Tiltum Atzad has one sugya, this is a separate sugya. I bet them the Gears always mutter, the Gears always mutter, except with the Vachash Naneya. What's the Raya, this Indian, the Gears always mutter? Says the Goyim, I'll bring you them for a Shiraya. Where's the whole time mocking the gears mutter? Mace. Mace is doing water and oil. Why we sad? Mace. So how in the world can you, Trumas Hadeshin, come to Machalik and say it depends on Tzarek Tov, is it Tzarek Tov Eter? The Mamokim itself, the whole idea of the gears mutter is from the mace itself. And therefore he says the Doch of Trumas Hadeshin, the Ik is a Magen Mishnah, the Mishnah Brua brings down. The going to the Ikka, the Loch is only gears mutter. The Mamokim itself is mace. Our Sugga, Simon Shinyal, Zion. Now, Ulamai said, how to answer the Goyim's kasha? The Gedolei Achronim really discussed this. The Prisha, Tais for Shabbos, the Oy, Prim Godim. They want to answer simply by mace. They have a special hadat cover the mace, which l'chura is that's their time. They want to answer, no, Enichlami Negiyah Betzem is always going to be offered to Hachel Offer. Why is mace mutter? Well, how do you answer the Goyim's kasha? They want to answer, it's cover the mace, a special good. Which does come out. There's a big problem. What's Rishonim's Raya from the Mishnah? That's what the Goyim want. Rishonim bring a Raya from Total Mace, Total Mikzah. Or different halachas from the Mishnah. What's the Raya from the Mishnah? The Mishnah might be a special during the Kavanah Mace. What's the Raya? They have that these halachas that negiyah be mutter. Maybe Kabbal Meis negiyah is mutter. Let's go with the Taina. We have machlokes again. Gdolei Achronim. Mishigrua went. He says the loikum agavam loiketaz lochas like the goyim the beragoyla like the magen mishnah and all the gil mice is mutter. The second side we see from mishnah, we metal to chilek from the muksa picking up the arm and putting it down. The mice is going to be also why even though the whole body moves still chilek from muksa is nichla get of teltel. They point out it's less of a level of teltel. We'll have certain coolers by the case in bedadim. By Bal Chaim, the mice is the get of total muksa. If you think about it, come on the Achronim, they ask, when you put on the oils and water on it, what do? You rub it on. Does the skin move? It does move. Saki bring me right from the Aver, total muksa also, when you put the oils on, the skin, the hair, the body itself moves a little bit. That itself should be also. Once you're saying the mission is Allah mitzah muksa shavoy, how can you put on any of these things mitzah the body? Might be moving the skin. Moving the skin. Telkom muksa. It's metalkom muksa and Shabbos. So again, those ones I know that maybe the Gevalv Taisha Shabbos, Ladovit mitzah covered a mace. Covered a brace you ever had to, which again is a bayad. We shouldn't bring you right from the circular. So I can discuss covered a brace. Yak Yosef wants a taino, maybe wants to say, maybe it goes back and forth to its own place. It didn't go anywhere. Bishlam, when you move an arm, it stays there. So that means when you hit a pole, it goes back and forth, goes back to the same place. Not tilt and looks, it didn't go anywhere. It says maybe. Yeah, it's similar to that. You have to know maybe grass, you bend over, it stays that way. But, fine. But it's very so really, it's kasha. It's very so on the Mishnah. He says, you know why? When you move like kach, pressing something a little bit is not to the tilt. There's moving an arm, and there's pressing something a little bit. That was Gedr and Havonot of beer. Those are his words. The heart tree takes in tshuva how far he wants to say, how can you do a screw and a screw on Shabbos? They get to any of these Shabbos clocks. People want to say, it's mukshkin, undo the screws, put on the screws. So the heart tree moving in, that's not moving anything. It's going in a little bit. That's like the tverish of Shul by mace, it's moving in a little bit. It's awesome chiddush. For mace, is like just pushing a drop here and there. And he's just putting a screw inside, screwing in, that's just moving a little bit. That's telto. Telto is moving on place to place. Which is an awesome chiddush. Yavim himself says that he's taking one stage much more further to Tverish Yisrael. But Meister, we have this Yisrael, we do see this Allah, the Tiltum makes us Meister Mutter. Moving skin, some odd reason, does not seem to be nothing get it, Tiltum makes us either Kavna Meis, or Mitzad, just moving something a little bit doesn't count. Fine. But the Meister, again, we have two Allah, Mitzad, our figure of Negiel Meister's Mutter, and Tiltum makes us Meister also. Get Astrogyo, Simon Shin Yon Aleph, Sevches, Digmon, Mem Gimel Beis. We have two things that come out from a sugya, two different halachas, tiltul min atzad and tiltul v'gufay. The sugya on the Gemara Bay says that l'kuli alma tiltul min atzad shmei tiltul. Except, what's your story? Taking a mitzad at leiko, Yehuda, Chomim, we talk about them bowl. In fact, we show him from the Iker two different sugyas. The Shem say, our sugya says tiltul min atzad shmei tiltul. The fact that it's picked that way must be a paskin shmei tiltul. Yet the Gemara comes from Gimel Manal. The Gemara has three cases over there: a case of pulga, a pugga, and a chara, a biscuit, a radish, and a fig. Those two different cases. The Gemara says we hold loishmei total. Once there, the Gemara comes from Gimel Manal. Second kasha comes from Tosfos in the Rishonim. The Gemara comes from Alpha Manal. Amr beRav. It's kasha from Rav to Rav. Amr beRav. Over there, there's a kasha al gabe mita. You have strew on top of a bed. You want to move it. The Gemara says loishmei total. So we have Akasha Kufav Gimel, we say Loshmei Total, Kufim Al said Loshmei Total, yet now Sigurd and Gimel Beis, Lukulama Shmei Total. Come on, we show them, Kmakulam, Pe'echot, the Machalik, and the one answer is the same Yisoid. It depends. Total Metzal Tzav Tova Osir is Osir. Total Metzal Tzav Tova Heter is Mutter. Example, if you want to do Total Metzal by the mace to take it out from the Leiko, Omecham Metzal Tzav Tova Osir. Therefore, Shmei Tiltul, therefore it's Osir, only with Kikar Tinnik, or Betach Adam Bahl. Mash, and can you want to take out the pulga, Kuroro, and you want the Heter, Sarftava Heter, you're taking the stand off, the Kash off, the Tevin off, it's Tiltul Metzad, Sarftava Heter, therefore it's Mutter. When all the cases of Gemara discussed by Tiltul Metzad, you have a Kofis, the rack on top of it, the classic case of a Shokak, the case of Bosses. You want to pick it up, Metzad, you want to use a Kofis. That's Tiltum Metzad for the Chavis, it's Sarach Dover Heter. Let's say you want to say the Rach, Tiltum Metzad, Sarach Dover Isser. Therefore, come on, we shouldn't say Sarach Heter is Mutter, Sarach Isser is Osir. That's called the Mechava. Paskin is that way, but also in Sif Ches. And find there is a riff who comes along as a mechalat between things between Eichlin and the Kalim and Avadim, not close among the Rishonim what the riff exactly means, but let's stick the riff means the Rabban, the Rashi understands like Shari Rishonim, and the Ichim Malach again is the Rishonim come out all saying the same Yisoid, Heter, the Sarach Heter is Mutter, Issarach Issar is Osir. Now, what is Pshat behind this Yisoid of the Chilp Yitzhakov Issar, we also talk about Heter Mutter? What's Yisoid behind it? We numerous nafkaminas, once you understand the Yisoid, the Avon behind it, had applied this halacha. What Malach, the Ritva by us, and after Mzalev, beginning, and also beginning back in Neutel, he says, Be'etzem, he understands, really, Tiltumetzad, the Shmeitot, like Gemara says, Ever came along with Chomim, and the Tzerech Shabbos they were made for. Tzerech Shabbos. His words are, Hekilu Chachomim, or Atiru, why ask the Tzerech Shabbos? Be'etzem is Shmeitotel. What's the Tzerech Tov, is Tzerech Tov Heter? Be'etzem is Shmeitotel. But since it's a total klisho, a tidy Tov Achor, something else, since it's not a straight total, but we can be Mekel Tzerech Shabbos. Now the Tzerech Shabbos we also. Therefore, Tiltum Atat Tzerech Tov Heter, why is the Mutter? It's a Tzerech Shabbos. Tiltum Atat Tzerech Tov also, why is it also? It's not the Tzerech Shabbos. You're doing it, why? You want to say the Chayfetz, Mecham Letzel Tzerech after Shabbos. It's not the Tzerech Shabbos, therefore it's going to be also. That's the Ritva, and we'll see the Oilum says over Mishibur, one with its Mahalach. They call my colleagues Mishibur, first of Chazanish, one Mahalach. Salasheni, the Chazanish, is clearly not the way. He has the Yisoid in general by Muksa, the Yisoid really in Shabbos, Mekholius. How exactly do you look at things on Shabbos? You want to tell when you have, let's say, this Chavis over here with the Heter on top, the Isser on top, the Evan on top, you're picking up the Chavis, why? Because you want the Chavis. You want the barrel. So what are you being metatal? How are you Mesiachis? This word is Yichus. How are you Miachis? You're Teltal. What are you coming to do? Coming to move Heter. Who's moving Isser over here? Not moving Isser. I bet them I should shake it off. I can't shake it off. But what am I coming to go do? I'm coming to move Heter. Master Enkin, what I'm coming to do for the Isser, boy, what am I coming to? I'm coming to do Isser. Example, the Yisoid says, you have lint on your shirt. You have Cyrus in Gemara. Can you knock it off, break it off, you bring Metal to Muxa? He comes along and says, who's bringing Metal to Muxa? I'm cleaning my shirt. What am I doing? I'm cleaning my shirt. Yes, the Yisoid, define exactly what I'm doing. I'm cleaning my shirt. I'm moving Heter. So when Tzarek Tov Isser, what am I doing? I'm moving Isser. Tzarek Tov Heter, what am I doing? What's Mitzvah back to my Pula? I'm moving Heter. He says, for example, by case of Barer. Once I say, take a fly out of a drink, it's Barer. I'm making the drink, what should we drink it? I'm not talking about Isser Barer. Take it by case of Slicer. I can smash your Chavis. I'm destroying your Chavis. Come get the food out, get my chips out of the bag. Who's doing a Isser Slicer? Who's doing Korea over here? Yeah, he always seems to have a Yisoid over here, and Shabbos, and Kolis, and Chuz, and Avonis, and Melech, and Shabbos, and Asa, and Kairo, to find what I'm doing. I'm ripping a bag, Kureo? I'm getting my food out. I'm getting my food out of my bag. I'm destroying a Chavis? Who's doing Sois? I'm getting my food out. Barer? I'm getting my drink. I'm going to be drunken. I have a lint in my shirt. I'm cleaning my shirt. The same Yisoid he seems to say over here, and he compares them in Sugyas. He also, I'm served of a Heter. What am I doing? I'm moving Heter. Served of it. What am I doing? Doing it, sir. So again, that's the Chaznish. The one time his Mahalach is what the Messiah is back to the Maisa you're doing. And therefore, Be'etzem, I'm not doing a total. I'm moving Heter. I'm not moving Heter. And Mashing in the Mitzvah saying it is Shmei Total, but Tzarek Shabbos I'm Mekel. There's a third Mahalach that being down, which we won't stick with. That being down is Ozruo, who also discusses this aspect. He really holds, if I get from the Ritva, Be'etzem, Total, Me'ana, Tzad, Loi Shmei Total. Shmei Total. The Gemara calls it Loi Shmei Total. However, when you come to Metaltal, the Tzarek Dava Iser, we have a special Zera Chadosh over here that what would it come? I mean, pick it up and die. I'm coming, let's say, about $100 my Chavis. I pick it up, I'm moving $100, you know, it's going to fall, I'm going to take it and die. Since I've been killed from that set, I have a special Zera Chadosh. Maybe I'll pick up and die the Mukta in and of itself. Only when I'm coming to Metalto, the Dava Iser, that Dava Heter, I won't have this Chash. Therefore, if I get, he went, not, which is Be'etzem, it's Tiltum Etzad, it's what? It's Shmei Tiltum, Tzarek Shabbos and Mekel. The Azura says Tiltum Etzad, it's Loi Shmei Tiltum, except when Tzarek Tzavah also, it's better to say over here. And the Chazir says, depends what I'm doing. When I'm doing Tzarek Tzavah, it's sir. You know what? The Messiah Tiltum is Shmei Tiltum. Tzarek Tzavah Heter, it's Messiah, it's my doing, moving from Tzarek Tzavah Heter. Now, if simple one wants to say the Azura means like the Ritzvah, but I don't think it means like that. I think there are three different sheetahs over here. That's how the Sham Yonson said it all. Three different sheetahs are going on over here. Now, I'd like to stick, have Oilam stick to two different Mahalchim. We have the Mahalch again of the Chaznish, and we have Mahalch, the Kol again, the Mishnah Berurah. See why the Mishnah Berurah. Is Yisoid over here, it's Be'etzem, Tiltum, and Atzad, Shmei Tiltul, however, Tzarek Shabbos and Megal, Mishavu, they want to say. Or the Chadnish, what's Mesiachus back to me? Again, we'll go through, I think, five different Nachminas. One Nachmina, I first discussed in the Svar Shabbai, Halacha is Tiltul Matad, you have a Chavis, the Rach is half of it. The Gemara says clearly, what do you have to do? First, you have to be Menar. You can't be Menar, says Simon Shin Tess, and Dalit, give Menar, then do Tiltul Matad. Why do you have to be Menar for it? What's the reason behind it? What's the Svar behind it? They come along with the Mishnah Berurah, and he says one word, and the Chadnish says another word. That's where they point out that the Mishnah Berurah went with the Mahalach of the Ritva. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Simon Shin Tess, of Kohen Yud, what's the Svar, why you have to? Why near? Kimon Shiuchu ba'edza eitel asakin, shloy the tassel ever like kilo bezeh. Betem chomo mekel. Tiltum atash mekel. Sir, the Shabbos, they're mekel. However, since I have another option, they won't mekel. Akal kal tchilo. It is shmei tiltum. So if I have another option, let me metatel shake it off. It's less of a level of tiltum. It's more. Akal kal tchilo. I have an option of how being doing it. So first of all, who says maybe do? No, specifically we don't have to do. As another Seva Shari Boros, you don't have to. Pashi, you don't have to. The Svar behind it is to do things Bishinoi. I know Chazal Machai do things Bishinoi. Two months after we shake it off, right? Who has to take things move with your goth? It's caused by mace, right? Well, why is by mace? Kal tchilo. So, kick it. So you can tell me how far mace would make sense. The whole Yisrael is out to cover the Brias, so cover the Brias not to kick it, to assume they obey. Fine. But, Pasha, because that was Amachai, these things machinery. Again, the Mishmur, they point out, he's saying, Be'etzem, it's the Yisrael of Yisrael, it's Sarah Shabbos, I'm a source to be Menachem, why am I metal from place to place? The Chanush says, you know what the side over here is? He's called the Shikosla. He says, the side over here is Mitzak back to me. You know what? I'm moving ahead to the Chavis. Who's moving Yisr? If I can Menar it off, I don't Menar it off. It still shows I'm coming to the Yisr. It shows I'm coming to Menar the Yisr. I'm mental to the Yisr. Because why didn't shake it off? If I don't need the rock, I don't want the rock, then shake off the rock. Why am I not shaking it off? It must be because I want the rock. It shows I'm coming to move the rock. If I can't shake it off, why it's talking Gufa, it's talking Koyma, it's talking Hefzid? Doesn't show anything, I'm coming to move the Chodesh. But the fact that they don't shake it off shows I'm coming to Mitziachas to move the Isser. So Mishbu went with his Mahalach, they want to stay with the Ritva, the Chom will not makeul when you have Shoch to be Menara. And for the Chadnish writes, his words are, Mitziachas is back to the tilt to you if you can be Menara. If you can be Menara, it's not Mitziachas back to you. What? Because I'm not coming to, I won't come to move the Heter. Because I need the Mokka. I'm not shaking it off because I want the Isser. No. I'm coming to move the head. The chavis is in my way. There's something on top of that. See if I can shake it off, I'm shake it off. There's a thing on top that's bothering me. I want the mokka on the chavis. So I pick it up, move it. I shake it off, I can't shake it off because I need the mokka. So what am I moving by? I'm moving the chavis. If anyone what I'm doing, I'm moving the chavis. It's only when I have an option. When I have no option, that doesn't show anything. It says when I have no option, that shows nothing, I'm moving the chavis. That's what it shows me. Now again, we have this halacha on tzarta of a heter. Most of tzarta of also is also. What is tzarta of a heter? Different cases. First, one case is clear. The Mechaber, the Gemara says, the fact that you want the chavis, that is tzarta of a heter. You want the chavis as one inside, you have a rack on top of it. Tzarta of a heter, you want the chavis, that's one clear case, that's mutter. The second case, tzarta of a heter, is also clear. You want the mokma chavis. You're picking up the chavis, you want the mokma chavis, it's also tzarta of a heter. So we have already two cases of nichol get tzarta of a heter. Either the bottle itself is at Shokak, wasn't the case in the app, or the mokum of the thing itself. A third case comes along that Chaim they discussed. What happens when you want the mukso which is tamshus, but not mitzat the chavis which is the mukso, bir adavar. A candle on Shabbos that's lit, as the mice says, mukso on Shabbos. The bottle is the flame. It's on my table. I want to move over my table on Shabbos. I want the flame to be, I want to go over here and not over there. One went over here. So I want to use the mukso. Now, what am I coming to move? I'm tiltum and atzad. I'm taking by the table. It's on top of the table. Tiltum and atzad. The tzarev dover ha what? Is it tzarev dover ha iser? Because the ner is mukso on Shabbos. The flame is mukso. Or is it tzarev dover ha heter? Because I'm allowed to use the flame on Shabbos. I'm allowed to use the light on Shabbos. So do we look at the chesed, the chesed is mukso? Or do you look at the tetzah, the tachlis is mutter? It's tilta matat tzarech dover ha iser, because we look at the chesed, or tzarech dover ha hetik, and we look at the tetzah is a plank. So, come along with the paiskim, and they say it really depends how you learn the sugya by us, from Gimel Beis. We have again, by us in the sugya, we had a kasha, tilta matat, shmeitil, lo shmeitil, effective rishonim. To be clear, there are coming out, let's stick to three rishonim. We have Tosfos, everyone saw, the Rosh, and the Ran. Three different rishonim everyone saw, the Rosh and Ran brought down the Tosfos. They all start off with the same kasha. They all start off, the Gemara on Mem Gimel Beis says, tilta matat, shmeitil, the Gemara kufim alpha and aleph says, kash, ish lo shmeitil, they all start off with the kasha of kash, all three. All three answer the same teret. Tzarech dover ha iser is osa, tzarech dover heter is mutter. Come on Tosfos and he stops. He said, kasha, I just answered. The Rashba, he stops. The Ritva, he stops. They don't bother any step further. Come along the Rosh, and says, Ben Yoni is a kasha, how do you answer to kash? Come along the Ran, and says, how do you answer to kash? Right. Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva, they is the same kasha, they give it to her, it's chilb, tzarech dover heter, tzarech dover iser. They stop. They brought down the sugya kash. They stop. Fact, the Rosh, Ben Yoni, know what happened, kash. Tosfos absolutely felt, it doesn't answer kash. How in the world was where the Tosfos feel it doesn't answer cash, and the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah felt it does not answer cash. So, based upon this, once the Rosh has cash, he says he amongst his side till to begufoy even tzarech dover iser is mutter. Came from Tosfos and built upon this cash, he moist he amongst his side. Tosfos is involved in this side. What happened here? So come along with the Graz, Kodesh Achron, and Simon Reish involved. Numbers Achron said the same side. They really arguing the point, what is the yisoid of the heter kash? And the Graz calls it Seva Truma, the Rebbe Ben Tam, but really it's Tosfos, Rash, and the Ritva. When you have kash, what is the case? You come to what? Rash explains to smooth it out, make it soft, and you used to sleep upon it. To lie in kash is mutter. But kash itself is muksa. So the yisoid of the Nakud over here is, what is this called? The Totemat Tzarech Tov or what? The kash b'etem is muksa. But the stamp says, you let a lion cash? 100% you let a lion cash. What do you come to? You come to lie on the cash. So the stamp says, the mutter says, Totum et sa, tzarech dover what? The way our Tosfos is understanding it, Totum et sa, tzarech dover heter, and he stopped. You know why? Because I'm coming to use the cash. That's Totum et sa, tzarech dover heter, using it about his mutter. The Russian stance, very nice, using it. But Totum et sa, tzarech dover her itzer, because it has to the mukso. So the question is, when you look at Tiltum and Tzad, you look at the Chepitz, you look at the Shtamshis, come along the ground and says, no, who's the Machlokes? The Machlokes, Tosfos versus the Rosh. Tosfos saying, Tiltum and Tzad served over a heter, and he stopped by cash, does not have bottom of the cash. Because the heter over there is the Shtamshis of the cash. Mashing in the Rosh says, it's still Tiltum and Tzad served over Itzer, because the Chepitz is Osir. Therefore, it'll be Tiltum and Tzad served over Itzer, and Mechash, and Yimang, the story of Tiltum Begufoy. That means it comes out, a ner on Shabbos, taking the table and moving it towards you to use the ner, will come out. Three places, it's tzarech dover heter, should be mutter. The fi Rosh, it's tzarech dover iser, and should be osur. Maisel alocho, do we go like Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva? So Maravon, the Simon Reish Ein Tes says, it's nichol gedev tzarech dover heter. The Mishnah Brua, in Reish Ein Vav, El Masor, the Amar Makoymes, he says, to move the table, the ner is tzarech gufoy, you'll have to have tzarech gufoy. What tzarech gufoy? He said, if a heter ner tzarech gufoy mekayma, tiltum et tzad tzarech gufoy mekayma. What tzarech gufoy mean? It means he comes to use the ner, tiltum et tzad tzarech gufoy lemais in mutter. So we have the Mishnah Brura, Beis Meir, and others, that the Prima Gonoma are very clear, they hold you to let him move the ner on Shabbos. Atal
HaSheni. That means
that Tosfos is falling from the Shabbos. Yeah, we'll get to that. Atal HaSheni, the Graz, he says, Maisa, Smachleikis. And how do we paskin? We have this kash, we have the Rosh Rabbeinu reversed around. We paskin the Simon Shinin Alfsev Ches, Tiltum Gufoy Lamais is Mutter. That means we had to come on to the Rosh. How could we come on to the Rosh? It must be that if Kamalas is the Rosh, we hold Tiltum and Tzad, for the Tzarech of the Shtamshus of the Chavit, it's Mukhtan Shabbos. Therefore the Graz says, Be'etzem, moving the narrative, he paskins also. Chadish paskins is also. Chadish and the Megill Sefer, they paskins also. Now Megill Sefer comes along and says, Maisa, the thing about Mishavua is steers by Lofo. We have a cash. We have two ways of answering cash. Either you answer the Rosh, Tiltum Gufoy, Tzarech Dover Iser, Mutter, But he had to know Tzarka v'Heter. Why is Ishtamshu the Mokso? Came along the Mishnah Berurah and he paskins both of them. You can't paskin both. If you hold the Tzarka v'Heter, then you have no right to Tiltum Gufay. If you have Tiltum Gufay, you have no right to Tzarka v'Heter. How in the world do you get both? So Megillah Sefer, to bring it down, he bombs away from Shlomo Zalman. It says, how in the world, Yachoz Tmiya, you have Tzir Zalofa. So Megillah says, what do you want from Shlomo Zalman? It's Pim Godim, it's a Mishnah Berurah, it's a Mogav Ram. You know, what exactly jumping up on him? Why not really cash Megillah Sefer always goes against the Shabbos Shlomo Zalman. But Maisa says, what do you want from him? Maisa Tzir Zalofa. And who is the Tzir Zalofa? The Grad is really listening to this cash. The Grad is pointing out, you can't take both sides of the spectrum over here. So there is one way that they want to answer. Birkir, the same Mahalfa, seems to be answering the Shvatitzkol for the Simcha Bodim, which I'm innocent, which each lot of the Svar behind it. If they need spirit, but they want to tie that there's a chilk in the case of Ner, in the case of Mito. They want to tie in the case of the Mito, but at the first, what are you doing? You had first spread out the cash, making a chilk of the Mito. That's the one stage. And the second thing is fly upon it. You first have to make it part of the bed, tilt them without Sarv Tovei Isser. And then what happened after that, what are you doing? You're doing the, you come to Mishdamish with the cash. It's a two-stage thing. Asking the Ner, you just move it over because it's coming to use the Ner. And the Rosh sounds a little bit that way because the Rosh asked him answer cash, told him it's Tzav Tzav Heter. Came along with Ben Yoyna, he asked him cash. What do you want Ben Yoyna? You yourself brought down cash. What's bothering you? What happened over here? What's your give and take? It sounds like you also understood at a certain level cash with Tzav Tzav Heter. What came out said, no, because Tzav Tzav you're making chil from the Mito. They want taina that only by cash specifically per se they want a taina as the bayak is first you're making it part of the bed. Therefore making it tiltum atzad tzad tzad iser. Then using it afterward. Masha inki ner they want taina. Soif lo soif, vishibruo, pimugonu, magavron, beis mer. The whole taina moving it place to place. Is nichon tzad 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 haheter because you want to use a tachlis of the ner. What? You have no mekar. Yeah, but it's not a stereo. No, you don't have a kasha. Maybe you have, oh, you have sorry to work with now.
Sorry?
You don't have the cash anymore. If you
pass
okay, pass it, what?
No,
it's more because you pass it to Russia. Because Russia is building up from its cash. I mean, you can't hold of it anymore of this mala. That you can hold. And it's sorry, there's sorry for it. If you pass it to Russia, you can't hold of it. Because you can't hold of it. Now again, these more fear, so I mean, when it brings up the mouth, he also does sort of fear, what's the svar behind it? Nice and clear, there is a svar to understand it, that when you're putting a chilek in the bed, that's first you're making it far of the bed. As people do, let's make the bed, then let's sleep on it. That's usually what happens. That's how you do something. The svar to call it tiltum and tzav tzav iser, simply by cash, mashing in the case of there. Now they do come out, I do want to point out, this l'chor machloikis, the shetosah between the chaznish and the Mishnah Berurah, Sham Yonis and Arfa Shabbos and all this. Be the Mishnah Berurah, the whole time you say the Tzarech HaShabbos is Mutter. Over here, what is it? Tzarech HaShabbos. I wanted to use it there over here. No problem. Mitzad, you said the Chaznish is coming to Mitzyach, that's why I'm moving it for. I'm coming to move it in there, the Mokshan Shabbos. Therefore, it should be Osir. Therefore, the Chaznish should be Osir, the Mishnah Berurah should be Mutter. And the Chaznish is right, the Maitre is Osir. Chaznish, the Maitre, the Shetosah, he says it's Osir. And then one point out, the Mishnah Berurah should be Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah is right, the Maitre is Mutter. It depends upon the story. If the siyach is back to you, you mean the siyach is muksor. So it's the soil of Shabbos, so it's the soil of Shabbos. A fourth case they discuss, nichol neged of tzarech mekaymai, or tzarech tov heter. Again, we had one case that chavis mutter, second case of the mokum of chavis mutter, a third case, because the person wants to go with the Mishnah Berurah, not because the other one goes to Mishnah Berurah, that when he comes to use the stamshus of the muksor's mutter, a fourth case is, what happens if you're moving something tzarech tover iser and tzarech tover heter? For example, let's say you want to use the table. Boy, there's money in the table, so you want to save the money. You want to do both. Coming to save the money, tzarech tover iser, but also you want to use the table in this place. Can you move a table tzarech tover iser or chavit, same thing. I want to take the chavit has wine, but also there's money on top. I want to save it. But basically, the question, can a Rama really help in such a case? Can you do a case of a Rama and end up doing both? Tzarech tover iser, tzarech tover heter, what the halacha be? So again, come along the, they want a title, really depends. The side of the Chaznish versus Mishnah Berurah. If they say, Tzarech Shabbos, the Maitre is Mutter, Tzarech Shabbos, yeah, I want the table, Tzarech Shabbos should be Mutter. Go on the Chaznish, the case over here, what? It's a Tzarech, true Tzarech, you want the Heter, you want the Isler. You want both. If the Siach back to me, should be Osir. Go on the Chaznish, should be Osir's case, go on the Mishnah Berurah, should be Mutter. Echnabi, the Chaznish is discussing case, we discuss by picking up a child. When he has muksa and evan in him. So the Chaznish is also, you know why? Because even though you want the child, you want the evan, you want both. The fact that you want both the evan and the child, tiltum etzad, tzarech tov heter, it's
Osir. He's Lishit Osir. Because he yells, what's Mesiachim? We want, they want both. I'm moving both. That's Tiltus Hakdavah Isir. Dev it's Osir. He's Lishit Osir. Others did not go like him. Look what they understand. He's trying to pick him a child with Moksh in his hand. It's what Tzarek Shabbos should be Mutter. They have other ways to learn the Sagil. So again, I already mentioned three different afkamim between the Chaznish and Mishnebrua. One is what's Yisrael Tzarek Nir. What's the halacha when the Mishnamish and the Muxa, and the third afkamim Tzarek Tzarek Isir Tzarek Tzarek Eter. Another case, another nafkamino, very practical, is when you have Muxa on the table, go down and simish the Chet, Sif of Zayin, you have Muxa on the table, but let's say it's not really the Michael Behemu, and it's not a case of graph. Had to clean it off on Shabbos. Come along the Taz and says, you know what you should do? Take a sack, take a knife, you have shells, you have pasture shells on Shabbos, no animals eats it, case not graph, take a knife and push it off. Take a knife and push it off. Why? Tiltum and Taz, Mutter, Tiltum and Taz is Mutter. Come along the Bay Hatev, and yes, a Kasha, you Taz, you're saying you take the shells and push it off. You have two Taz that steer it against yourself. Why the Taz, by the case of mace, and Simon Shinyan Aleph says, take a condom and push the mace, it's also. What's the meaning of Kalan and Sakya? One Kasha is Behatis. The second Kasha says Behatis, the same Tachna involved. But in the case of Chometz, the halacha is over there, that you find a Chometz on your house on Shabbos. What do? You cover the Chometz. So the Taz, we cannot take a Kono, a stick, and push it out. In fact, the Mogan wrong. In fact, the Behatis, wait, you just mach by mace, you just mach by Chometz, and yes, the Makel by case of the shells on the table. The all three are tilted on the Taz. One time you machmer by Kono, by mace and by chometz, and Masha inking him, you're being makel by case of sakin. So it's behetiv tzorachin gadol. On the page, when you bring down the taz, on the mishnebrua, you bring down the kasha, and it says tzorachin gadol. Don't say that, it says kosher. Sorry, that's I myself. It says kosher. I think later on maybe it says it. Come along the grads, and Tainas also, he asked the kasha from a chometz. It's cash for mace. He said, I'll even begin before Shigamara. The Gemara by case of Pogo. You have cash over there. The Pogo or the Pogo sign cash, the Tev and the offer. The Gemara said, you have two options of moving it. Either the Magul of a Mixas, you pick it up, Tilton the Tadlosh may total, or you have this Kush, you have this pin, and you stick it inside. I give you a simple answer. If you're the Taz, just take a knife and push away the offer, and then pick it up. Why? Push the answer. Why doesn't the Taz say that? And it must be. The Taz is incorrect. He said, not only are the Kashas steers in the Taz, the Gemara is against you. And therefore, come along the Graz, and the Graz says, Alok Lamaisa, a Sakin is also. His Yisrael Shabbat is why it's Yodo Arichto. Your hand is also, a Sakin is also. Your Sakin is an extension of your hand. Just like you cannot pick up with your hand, you cannot push with your Sakin. A Sakin is an extension of your hand, is Yodo Arichto, and therefore a Sakin, clean up a table on Shabbos, or a napkin, clean up the things on Shabbos, Lamaisa is also. That's one reason why they want to argue against the Taz. The second reason comes along the Taz Nish, the Shitosai. So when they want to say Sakin Yod HaRichter, Adi Davach, by Chod, it's not a problem, it's not Yod HaRichter. That you can pick up with your hand, it's not an extension of your hand. They want to say it's through something else, not, here's your Koyach Mamish, not something being picked up through something else. Come along the Taz Nish, the Shitosai also argue the Taz, but for a second reason. Two separate reasons going on to argue with Taz. He wants to find out what is the whole by your side of Tilton the Taz starts over head to his mother. What's the Messiah's back to me? Here I have shells on the table. I'm taking my knife to move away the shells. Why? Because I want the place to be clean. Myself, what am I coming to do? I'm coming to move Muxa. No one will tell you I'm not coming to move Muxa. That's Tilton the Taz starts over Isser. The Shitosa says, they point down the Taz. Again, the Shitosa is going to his Malach. What's the Messiah's back to me? What am I doing? I'm taking my knife and pushing the shells. What am I moving? Right, Chazir says you cannot do Yoksh Metaz. He says you cannot take the sakin, clean the table. Why? Tiltum Metaz, Sardov Isser. Because what am I moving? I'm moving the Isser. By Chavit, I'm moving the Heter. And I have the Isser on top of it. When I do this, what am I moving? With my Heter, I'm moving. I picked up a knife to move Isser. Anyone in the right mind will tell you I'm coming to move Heter? I'm coming to move Isser. 100% coming to move Isser. They have Yoksh Metaz for that reason. So they come up to argue the Taz for two separate reasons. What? But what am I moving? Again, the Nazi said, sir, here's the third of Hadish Lashit also. Tell me what I'm moving. What's the Yach back to me?
By
when you're on the bed. So you're moving a bed. moving two things, right? By Chavis and Evan, you're moving two things. When I'm moving, I'm kind of moving my head, you can say. The bed bobbing from the floor. But here, what can I say I'm moving? What's my head to? My knife, I took my knife over here to push it over here. The knife is not moving. I'm not interested in the knife. No one can tell me I'm moving the knife. I'm moving what? It's there. But oh, we'll get to that. We'll have to get maybe to that. There, the Maisik is almost nothing. It could be it's a flint, it's nothing, or Cyrus is nothing. Here, the Maisik, you have a whole pile over here. You can tell me you're moving nothing. Fine. First, we have two times to argue on the Taz. One, we have the Yoda Rechta, the grass. We have a second Swar, the Chaznish, what's Mziak back to me, and if I'm moving Mukhs 100%. Now, the Swarm, Kamal Khanim, we mentioned, I think, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. The Kamal Khanim want to point out, the Locha is, can you clean up a table with a knife or a napkin? At one time, first of all, this Taz, Mishmur passes the Kulo. The Chaim, the Sivas, passing away, the Chaim, they pass like the Taz. Voide Kaino, in time to call Chaim Kanievsky, he brings down that the own bias of the Chaznish, he was not to clean up the table, told his wife to clean up the table with a sakin, with a mappa, to go clean it up. No problem. Why? They come up with some of Taina that he, if even though he wants to argue the Chesbin with the Taz, Halacha Maisi felt to be summoned upon the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah, and do talk to the man sad, served over Heter, because you want the Mokum, it's not going to be also. That's the Numa Zachonim say. Malachim, not Achonim. Malachim Pshat and Taina Dekura. Maisa, two people, two Chaver Mind, wrote a letter to Chaim Kanievsky, and they asked him basically this question, how the work the Chaznish himself holds, in this case, talking about the Taz, over Isser, yet you had any time to call the Chaznish held, he lies on the table with a socket. Basically, what they asked him was that is pshat in the time of the Kroah that the etzem you being a makel and semich on the taz of Mishnah Berurah, or if I get the etzem you being machmer, v'adolfer that you really hold it's a graf shuri'i, and a graf shuri'i that you had to pick it up for your daim. We discussed the sugya of graf shuri'i. Is it a hutru or dechuya? Is it a hutru you pick up a daim? Like Shlomo Zalman once say, is it dechuya? You have a choice to be a daim and talk to me nazad or talk to me nazad. Like Moshe says, do you mean to be machmin and betzim the hetzel over here? It's like graf shuri'i. Or no, you go like the Mishnah Berurah and the Taz. So you go back. It's kavon to be machmer, 100% fakir. The case over here in the time of the Kroah is betzim was a hetzel of graf. And still, I came along. Even with the graf, I'm holding not to be a daim. I do a case of tiltum min atzad. Why tiltum min atzad? Why is the case of chuyon? Therefore, do tiltum min atzad. Therefore, even though the malachim like bringing down Chaim Kanievsky holds that Mishnah held to be seven upon a Taz. He might not hold that way. He holds all my kids that graf to tilt him that, and that's why the new Archa Shabbos is they bring down from Chaim Kanievsky. He doesn't say where, but we show it to him these letters, and if we brought down the Pshat time because Fakir, the other way that's coming to be Machmer, it cannot be some extent the Taz Mishavua, else he says what he wants his own safer. What do you mean? He told his wife to go against what he himself asked, and he was the girl was off his own house. Not the time he was saying on somebody else. He held that otherwise, so whether he held he must be, that graf Shabbos. Therefore, again, even though you'll see Lumus farming down the Chaim is Mekel, Chaim is Mekel, it's not the way Betzim is Machmu. By case of graph, you'll have to do Tiltum and Atzad. Now, again, so we have the Shail over here. What do we do in the case of a Sakin? Again, we have one Shito for those who are Machmu, the graph, one reason, the other Richter, the second reason, the Chazmish, the Tiltum and Atzad, Sardov, Isser. Aloha, again, come on, all the swarm go not the way. They go like the Taz, Mishnah Berurah, Dine Wife, and the Malisha, Badi Yosef, Olatian. We actually have Schoenberg. They go all the other ways. They take a stock and a knife. They're taking a napkin and Shabbos. The mice is mortar. It's still from the Taz. The mice is no bayah. The mice, how do you answer the veritiv of the grass kasha? They're asking on the Taz, in the case of mace, and the case of chomet. So Mishmur points out, the Pim Godman said, Mishmur on the case, when he brings it down, he says the Shayatian. He says, I am Pim Godman, and answer this kasha. The Pim Godman mice says, that really depends on what you're doing it for. Tzach Mekhaimai is Nechon Zarahetir. Not Tzach Mekhaimai is also. When you're taking the knife to push away the crumbs because you want to learn on the table, Tzach Mekhaimai, that's Tiltum and Taz, Tzach Zarahetir, therefore it's Mutter says the Mishnah Berurah. Mashenken, you're doing it, you want to get the mace out. Why? You want to get mace, Mechamel, and Zel, Kedemo. You want to take the chomets out. Why? Because you don't want the chomets, Mitzah, the chomets, Shaboy. Better than keep it covered in the house. Why exactly Mitzah, the chomets, Shaboy? Those are two cases that not Tzarahetir, Tzach Zarahetir. You don't want the chomets in the house. Those things are tov issur, therefore it's also. So, Agam, the Graz, is saying to be machmer, and whoever wrote the Sar of the Graz, not sure who it is, but he says the Benitim, also the other way, and he held the Taz of Chayzer. The person beside says the Taz of Chayzer, the Maisim Mishmu understands, and the one of others, the Taz of non Chayzer, the Taz of being Mekel. There's a chiluk between Tzarek Mekoymai and not Tzarek Mekoymai. When it's.
And Pugma.
Oh, so Pugma, I have two options. I like maybe to say walk. This, you have to know Matthias wise. Let's say he was inside a basket, right? So let's say this fact, maybe there's no way to putting the sand to the side. Just push it. Just, let's take a Matthias case. Let's say it goes up. And it's full with dirt all the inside. So it's very covered. It's all the way down. So push away. It's much easier. Take a knife. Just easier. We can answer it Matthias wise. Last time I gave Chazan Lalok, but I think it's easier to snuggle. Matthias wise, I didn't see anyone really answer this question. Leave Puga as the case of Matthias and Wagin Aval, but Echlami could be its motive. Could be, Echlam maybe. Nice, but hate is not asked from there. The Chrem don't ask, right? No one. But the grass is the one that comes back in the discussion. Could be the Matthias that way. Now, this head to Tzarek and Koimoi, Mishmur says very clearly, what is the head taking a stock and moving it away? He says, why? Because you want to put your mocking with it, you want to still use the place. His words are very important words. You want to use a place where that summer saklibus tells him that was showy while the tzarek over heter. A practical case. You want to clean up the table. Why? Because you want the table to be clean. A lot of people clean the table to be clean. Once you get married, that's how it goes. So now, once that's so, is that tzarek mekoyme or not tzarek mekoyme? Again, we went through Mokh Hashem Hashem 100%. Fine. But the chutz mizeh, atalocha, cheshmin, is that never get of Tzarek Mekoyme or not Tzarek Mekoyme? Rav Felder, if you want, he's on tape in Dirshu, he wants to tie in the words of the Mishnah Berurah, he wants to tie in different rayas to it. If that good Tzarek Mekoyme when you use the mokrim, you want the place to be clean, that's not Tzarek Mekoyme. Who's using it? Where's the Mishnah Berurah? Tzarek Mekoyme. Chometz, I want in the house, I don't want my house. That's you want the house to be clean. That's not Tzarek Tov Ahed, he wants to tie in. Tzarek Tov Ahed is when I want to use the mokrim when the chayfetz is. Chomzi, I want to put my Gemara down. Chomzi, I want to take it out. I want the mokrim. But stop, I don't want anyone to be clean. I want the chomzi out. I want the mace out. I want the chomzi to be up. Clean? That's not tzarek heter. That's dumb. That's, you have to have a good tzarek, a real tzarek. Have your tzarek mekayim. You need the mokrim. Clean is not tzarek mekayim.
We smoke.
Yeah. You want to put your Gemara down. You have to use it. You want to put your plate down. You're still using it. A Rama, yeah. No, Rama only mutter maybe in the Mokhm Hefzid. That's what we learned to give a Rama. When Mishpul's case is Hefzid, Shulchan Tata from Mokhm Hefzid. So, a couple of shalas again about, with one of the shalas discussing, how do you, we pass an halacha by when you move a park, Klishmach Isser. So, the Kaima is mutter, what about bothering you? Simple bottom had four of his four, right? Mokhm Hefzid Shakl he went with. He didn't say what the halacha is. The mice in this specific case, in Divek Chomim, he brings down the Isser question to Liashiv and to Scheinberg, and both of Mekel. They both wrote, cleaning a table, Nifl, Turf, Heter. And Lachor, the Svar Shabbat is, either Mahalach you're going with, going Mahalach and Mishabu, Turf, Shabbos, be clean, there's also Turf, Shabbos. You're going to Svar, I mean, that's the main Svar of the Mishabu, fine, you're going to all the Svar anyway, Chanish wants to argue, but going to Mahalach and Turf, Shabbos, the Mishabu, Svar, the Mishabu, Svar, before, fine, it's Tzarev Shabbos. Please, it's nothing against Tzarev Shabbos. You want to tell me that Tzarev Mekoyme? Yish Lord, it is, isn't. The Maisa Tzarev Tov Heter. Clean, I think Nichol get a Heter. If I don't want to say not, that way. In the case, he has another tape in the Moksha 13, I think it is. He goes to the weapons of a kid has a pen in his hand and is running the walls. So he says, what to do? He says, we want to take his hand and shake it out. Tell him that Tzarev. Not, you don't want the Mokoy. What do you do? He says, you know what, apply pressure to his hand, fine, make him drop it out by himself, not too nice, cause it's time. We get to allow more of the other agents inside the Ramah Shiloh. He says, what happened? You want to pick him up, he's holding books in his hand, do out the Ramah, which together you have to get, therefore, they will get a hefted, make calling up the wall. I don't know, I would just think, myself, according to my house of making things clean, that you don't want to, on Shabbos, the walls to be messed up, even on Shabbos, not nice bad, but so we'll be tilt him outside the head, it should be mortar. So that's so again, we have two cases that haven't understand the side of a heter that Tzarek Mokam is mutter. What does Mokam mean? Being clean and not clean? Could be this leads to another Shiloh. I think it's really this Shiloh, the is really it's Mefurish in Simon Shin Lam Zayin, which by Simon is Mefurish, not clear which way it goes. It's Klor Halacha. Once we come out, we have Machlokes again, Tiltum and Atad. By a case of a Sakin, it's Tiltum and Atad, not Tiltum and Atad. If I can take your knife, it's a simple case. Sweeping on Shabbos. It's a sweep on Shabbos. It's tilt on outside. Well, not tilt on outside. According to the Graz, is that Yodo Richter? According to the Chaznish, it's Mitzchak, it's back to you. They last sweep on Shabbos. Look at Simon Chinlam Azayin, black and white, last sweep on Shabbos when the ear is Murutzer. By us, all our city are tiled, therefore anything that's tiled might be last sweep. I last sweep things in a muksel. Come on, the Rishayin and the person will say last sweep things in a muksel. Why last sweep it for? What's the answer? So the grass is the kashan himself. Grass, you know what the answer is? Only on scrap. Only on scrap. Without grass, you have no answer. That means you get involved in the shell together with grasses. If it's not mukum di rosa, you'll have no heter. If it's a case of inimos, depends on the sugya, inimos, mois, you're going to have the sugya, chom of grass. The Chanisha is a kashan upon himself also, because he again has the same kasha. It's not self to matzat. He gives two truths of either nichel together of grass, or the shitosa says, who's moving muksam, cleaning the house? Right? The shitosa again, there's no malach. One way is Messiah back to me. I'm cleaning a house over here. Maisa, the Rishonim has his kasha. The Rishonim. I'm not moving books, I am. I don't know what those words mean. It's like a story, I have to come to Shiva, she used to it. No, he made up, obviously. He's the first one. Obviously, you know, it took thousands of years to get to such a story. That's terrible. You have to. Not holding there yet, let's put it that way. Not holding with that level to understand. Where's Hashem? The Maestri Yishanim is a kasha, how can you see when Shabbos? The Maestri Yishanim are really a kasha on the Chazanish. Numa Yishanim against them. The Ramban is a kasha, how can you sweep? The Ramban is a kasha. Who brings down the Pesach, who brings down the Simon Shalom Zayin, the Be'aloch brings it down, the Vosh, the Gunner, all bring down the Rishonim's Kasha. The Rishonim answers, you know why? He says the Ramban is Tiltul Menatzad to make you do and know the Kavach Shabbos. The Ramban answers, sweeping is Tiltul Menatzad. Tiltul Menatzad, Ramban. The Ramban says, you know why? His words are Tiltul Menatzad, Tiltul Menatzad, Yontif, the case of Yontif, the Vosh, Kavach Shabbos, the Gunner, Kavach Shabbos, be Yontif, any Vosh you want. Vishmur, Shayatin, and Be'aloch brings down why? It's Tiltul Menatzad, Tiltul Shabbos. So we have a heter over here. Now, what's the meaning of Shabbos? Every time I'm on the sugya, I'm always a little specific. You have two ways. An answer for Shabbos is a balloon in the back. It really clears. What does it mean with covered Shabbos? Is the special heter Tiltul Menatzad Tzav covered Shabbos? Or does it mean covered Shabbos means that therefore Tiltul Menatzad Tzav covered a heter? Is there two separate klolim? Tiltul Menatzad Tzav covered a heter is motor number one. A separate klal covered Shabbos for Yom Tov is motor. Really Tiltul Menatzad Tzav covered a heter. However, it's mutter, you know why, and therefore to forget light of Chazanish. It tells him that Tzav Tzav Isser, except the Kavach Shabbos and mutter, that's the Chazanish and the grass is going to have to learn. We can learn forget. It tells him that Kavach Shabbos, and therefore that itself is Heter. Heter is the Kavach Shabbos. The Mishmur will bring up two truths from the Rashi. For example, two. One, graph. Mishmur says graph, oh, he tells him that. Grass is not on the Tzav Tzav Tzav. But they have to learn the Rishayim. That's the one of Rishonim. I'm not sure they didn't ask that. But it could be that's Machloek. According to the Chazanish, it has to be the covered Shabbos. According to the Shabruah, the covered Shabbos is the Tzarech Heter. Why? Because any Tzarech Shabbos is Darav HaHeter, the Shitosa. It could be each one of the Shitosa. But the Shabruah says, we'll learn. It could be this Shaila, how to read the Rishonim. It's Machloek. If you learn something about Tzad, as you say, the is back to you. What's the Heter sweeping? It must be the covered Shabbos. If you understand the story that Tzad, the Tzarech Heter is more to Tzarech Shabbos, that's good what the words are, the Kavod Shabbos. That is the Kavod Shabbos. And if in the Mishnah will stand, it means Tzarech Tzav HaHeter. But either way you want to learn, it means you come out, we have two, a term over here, by Tiltul Menatzad. Either you have a Heter of Tzarech Mekoymei, Tzarech Tzav HaHeter, or either you have a Heter of Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, you have two options of learning. Kavod Shabbos either means that it means Tzarech Tzav HaHeter, or it means the Kavod Shabbos. That means the Chor calling on the wall, it's either the Tzarech Tzav HaHeter or the Kavach Shabbos. I don't know why it's different than sweeping the floors. The floor should be no difference. The cleaning the table should be no difference. And therefore, Yesh Lodin on a field where they want to be machmer and say, Zanichel Tzarech Lekhaimon, the core of the fact that the place can be Rishonim and the place can bring down this mahal from the Rishonim, no Kavach Shabbos, even the mahalach you want to go, the core will have to be mutter, sweep the table. What's in sweeping the table sweeping the, or sweeping the floor? I don't know what the chilik is. Or a pen and content should be a nechilik, and according to Maisha should be a mutter on Shabbos. And the argument is that people come down. Now, Agav, the Lashon Rabbah is using a knife. What about using a napkin? So I keep saying the word napkin, because at first I wasn't sure napkin, mamash, yodarech, and mamash, and knife might be different. But I see the Maisha, or the scene, Yaakov Yosef, the Simcha, to a Shabbos Abamir, really the Chadnish and all those grads, they throw in the case of napkin also. Napkin is the case of a stockin. You can argue the point, say a napkin, a glove, everyone agrees you cannot use a glove. That's not Tiltum Matzad. A stockin is Tiltum Matzad, depending on how you look at it. What's a napkin? So the way out, the place in the case that they're always discussing, they're always somehow put in the case of a matlis, a shmato. They're calling it a case of Tiltum Matzad. They're calling it the same halach as a knife. They're calling it the same thing. And therefore, it's some a machman ball, some a makman ball. They equate the two. Now you can argue the point. Might the place who equate the two? What? No, but the fact, everyone uses it as a... You clear the table with that. They should have left that socket. The fact they put in the standard way of a napkin, they say a matlis, means using it like a napkin. I'm taking it up. No, take it place to place. Moving it. Like a... No, a knife.
They use the word soft knife.
Call whatever you want to call it. Call it soft knife. But nicely, you understand. Glove, no. Yet knife, yes. So what happened with this napkin? Where would you put it? I can hear both sides. You might as well and put it under.
It's not a
fine, but it means the same idea. No? Now I'm not picking it off. I'm pushing it. You want me to be mocked in the house? No problem. I'm going to the table that way. I'm fine. I don't know. I just have mice and rabbits. You know, every Shabbos, people take napkins. Another case of Tiltum Matzad is getting late. This we discussed another time. Just pointed out this whole issue of Tiltum Matzad is really machlokes of place. Do you have to, since you have a chiv to near beforehand, does that mean that before Shabbat you have to make sure to remove that they do not have a chiv to near? Saying again, anytime you have a fridge or a key ring or any drawer, do you have to remove the muks before Shabbat? The halacha is you have a chavis for Evan, halacha is to do near first. In nichol nisged you have to near first. Does it mean you have to make sure you do not do the matzav at all, or does it mean that no, you can go do it? Now those want Taina, again, it's Machlokes Chaznish versus the Mishnah Berurah. Here the Mishnah Berurah is only a half of the Tzav Shabbos, why for yourself in that matzav? According to Chaznish, it's back to you, who's moving muks? I'm not even moving muks at all. I'm moving Hetrik with others who I'm not moving even muks at all. I want to say it depends upon the Yisrael of Chaznish versus Mishnah Berurah, and over here come out the Chaznish will be a Kulah. The Maestro, again, we mentioned last time, the Chaznish holds the Chiyiv, not Chaznish, Abliyashiv holds the Chiyiv to remove the muksa from the refrigerator door, or from the keyring, or from the drawer before Shabbos, even though it's doing Tiltum Matzad, and it's the head of the Mokosh, and the Chiv to move beforehand. It was Simcha Bonham three different times, which is down the safe that way, the Oscar Pax, the Mokhumra. Atzad Hasheni, the Shev Kalsi, and Shlomo Zalman went the other way. They say it's not put down anyway in the place, given the fact that hundreds and hundreds of years of Shulchan, nonetheless, you can't say this idea, you have to move before Shabbos. That's the main Taino against this Indian, and therefore, the Allah is you have to move before Shabbos. What to do, Allah Maisa, Spam went both ways. The case of Tiltum Matzad when it's Daikur Bekach. What's your story of Tiltum Matzad? The way Rashi understands it on the Gilman Beis is Shinoi, Klaf Ayad. Rashi calls it Klaf Ayad. What happens if it's the Derech to do something Tiltum Matzad? What's that local? Basically, when you take the table with a napkin, you do it during the week. It's actually Tiltum Matzad. People during the week take a napkin to do the table. So who says on Shabbos is Mutter? Come on, Shlomo Zalman, he wants to know when it's Daikur Bekach is awesome. He says, what's the case of by the case of a knife, it's not derech to do during the week of the knife. But it will be the derech to be also. And maybe the napkin, if people do it during the week, they can't do it on Shabbos also. So you have two reasons why it's not more. What? So we have to get to a different kind, right. So that's what he wants to tie in. There's a Muri that way, there's a Graz, they want to tie in that way. I tell Hashem, there are numerous caches on it. One is the case of Kufman Beis, which you're asking something. One is the case, you have a basket with Paris, Chuma, Tomei, and Torah inside. Now, then it's more called the Tiltum Natsat. So the Orch Shabbos, he wants a mechalik. There's a chilik between taking a sakin, moving it, and when it's being still inside something. When it's inside something, with the base kibble, he wants a mechalik, and then say, even when it's normal, it's going to be mutter. Which really, if you think about it, yesh lodom what the svar to mechalik is. Void, sweeping on Shabbos. We do it during the week also, right? People do it during the week, not only cover Shabbos. Not only cover, but it's still, is it Tiltum Matzad? Not Tiltum Matzad. We shouldn't be calling it Tiltum Matzad, but first calling it Tiltum Matzad. There are people who do such things, right? The Noshim Kata, okay, no, you can. Fine. So, when they do it during the week, it's Tiltum Matzad, and I call it Tiltum Matzad, it's a Derech. And that also, not why, that's the whole Ma'amok of the stock in the sweeping, the same Zilkiel, as the case of Derech. Void, quite an interesting case. The Esa Stifler, about smoking on Shabbos. Not Shabbos, Yom Tov. When you smoke, you have ashes at the end. So, Maisa, you bring metal to the ashes. So, the letter they wrote to the Stifler, how in the world can metal to the ashes? It's the derech. But Maisa, you go after, if it comes from Atali, but it's mutter, if you want the cigarette, not the ashes, or it's a derech, but it's also. So you walk back, and I think he wants Mahal to Chaznish. He wants to know why. It bet them, it's not Mitziach to you. Who's moving ashes? I'm moving the cigarette. Therefore, Echonami wants to say, even though Dark Makach, it's mutter anyway. He writes mutter. However, he ends off, it's only Asher, Chashol, Mishamach, Abami, Dom, Mishamach, only writing, let it back to you. But he might say, he wants the Mahal to Chaznish. He says, what am I doing over here? Which he wants to tie. The reason why it's mutter, because who's moving mukhs over here? Which then again, you have to get involved in cases. Another case I point out where we see the dark phase motor is a loch in the end of Simon Reis Samach Vav. You have a kisset on top of you with money inside. If you shakach Erev Shabbos, Meshavua calls it Tiltum in Asad. Why? Because in the Bialocha, the Sivis, they're kind that way. Now, as far as I know, during the week we always carry our wallet inside your pocket. But Varaya, he's walking away Erev Shabbos, the King Shabbos. It's dark of a kach. The case of Reis Samach Vav is dark of a kach, and Meshavua calls it Tiltum in Asad. Sweeping is called Tiltum in Asad also. It sounds like the case of Tiltum and Tzad, even though Rashi calls it Kalach HaYad, could be just, if you want to get things from place to place, I think the story is, if you want to get one thing from place to place, whether you pick it up and take it with your hand. Even though you're doing something that's normal, but that's not how you get it from place to place, that's not how you metalfel it. That might be, you wear it. But that's not how you metalfel things from place to place. You metalfel things, you do it, be a dime. That's your metalfel it. You want to take you with your hand. You want to sweep. I'm not coming to metalfel it. I'm coming to get rid of the garbage. That's not how I'm metalful. It is being metalful. That's what I'm coming to do. Even though it's a normal way of doing it, the study is not normal, not normal. The study is I'm being metalful, not being metalful. It's klachiyat. Even though it's a normal way, it sounds like nichol get a tilt from an atzad. Yishwad and Numishwan want me machmer, but that's the core what you see from the case of the sweeping. Next to get a tilt from a gufay. I'm trying to go late, but we'll go through it. First, the case of the gufay, the betim is a mission again, it comes from mouth to mouth, the case of gabay mito. First, what is the case of Kasha Gabay Mito? Rashi says, and look at Shizah HaKadmoy, Barak 12 different Rishonim go to the same Mahalach. It means you want to soften the Kash, you want to make it rough, you want to sleep on top of it. What it come to do with the Kash? It come to sleep on the Kash and use the Kash. I mean, mentioned before, is that sort of Issa Hetz is Machlok Rishonim. They run Issa Kash, what do you do with the case of Kash? He answers, what's the word? Bibnei Shud Tzorech L'mito. Tzorech L'mito. What does it mean Bibnei Shud Tzorech L'mito? So there's one mile of the Graz, for example, shot in the Ram, which from the Zalman says, he's arguing in the case of cash. The word of cash is not that you want to sleep on it. You tzorech l'mita means I want the bed, I'm throwing it off on the floor. I'm throwing it on the floor. That means it comes out, what do you do with cash? There's three tools among the Rishonim. We have Tosis, we have the Rosh, and we have the Ram. Tosis teretz is what? It's tzorech to the heter, why I'm being mishdamish with the mukso. The Ram teretz is, you know what? I want the floor, tzorech to the heter. The Rosh teretz is tzorech to begufay. To have at the cash, there are three different truths among the Rishonim. Now, there is another way to learn the Ram, the way how the Matzah Shekel, who says Rav, and others seem to learn Taisha Shabbos, Chayodom, they learn the Ram not the way. They learn the Ram when he says, Tzorech HaMita, meaning, I want it to be part of the Mita, I'm coming to Mishdamish with the cash. And therefore, Tzorech Tzorech Hetta means, I want the Mita, the cash, the cash should be part of the Mita. Not, I want the cash on the floor, I want the cash to be part of the Mita on the Tzorech Tzorech Hetta. It really depends how long they run. Do you mean he wants the floor or you want to use a part of the mitzvah? It really depends what the loch is. When you metaltal, tiltum and atzad, the tzorech to the heter, you look at the chepes or look at the shtamshus. That's two ways of learning the run. Do you mean you want the shtamshus, therefore the kash is to use the kash. Do you want the chepes, it might be muxas, even if you want on the floor. One of the two ways to learn the run. Now, they do want to ask the kash, how can you learn the run? It's about a different case of throwing it on the floor. The Ram himself says, when he brings down the Mishnah, he says, Pshat like Rashi. He says, you want to be part of the bed. He says those words. So I can say, how can you grasp, you from a Zalman say what the Ram means he wants on the floor? The Ram writes on the Mishnah, quotes Rashi, you want to make it soft and be part of the bed. He writes that. So by now, I think the last question, the last test was, does every time the Ram brings down Rashi, does he follow Rashi? So, the Be'alof and Sif Mem Aleph, no, Kidua, he says, everyone here knows this, Kidua, the Klum of the Ram do not exactly follow Rashi. Now, you could argue that this Klal, that the Ram does not follow Rashi, only when he goes right to the Sugya on the same page over here, he says, Sifu Sham the Sugya. But here, we saw on 20 blot earlier, that he says that, I say, Pshat and the Kash of Kash, and does not bring it down over here, each level, why doesn't follow Rashi? Here, brought down Rashi, a Klum of Stam like Rashi. 20 blot early on the riff, he wrote down Shat, Yishlodim, and does sound like Be'etim that the Ram is really holding like Rashi, that the Betzim becomes used in Kashrus, it's still going to be called Tzidl Mitzav Tzav 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 Hefter. Now, pardon me, because he becomes Meshavish with it. Yeah, that's the other way to learn. That's called, it's more sound, much, it fits in better than Meshavish with it. The words don't fit in well, but Pshat fits in better. Now, so again, so based upon this, we have what do with Kash, we have three Mahalchim, we have Toysi, we have the Ram, the Rosh. Come on, the Rosh, based upon the Sugi of Kash, Tiltu, Menatzad, Tzav Tzav Isser is Osser, Tiltu, Begubli, Tzav Tzav Isser is Mutter. So they have one reason, the Rosh, the Meister is Mekel. A second time open, they come to this side over here, is the Gemara, we learn the Daf Kuf Nundal on the Bays. The Gemara discusses, Behema has packages on an animal. What do you do with it? The Gemara says, take your head, and pick up the packages, move it halfway, and fall down. How do you move it with your head? We have, by the case of Meis, which started off with the Bim Chaburah, that Tiltul, Mechelik Min HaMuktis, Shmei Tiltul. In fact, the Rab, the Rajbo, the Ritfo, the Ramban, you're doing Tiltul and Miksas, you're moving it with your head. You're moving half the packages. How can you do that? It's going to be Muktan Shabbos. How can you move the packages off the animal? So the Ramban wants to say with one terrace, maybe it's Tabal HaChaim. The Rajbo says, you know why? One, he says, I'll test the Behema. The second reason why? It's Tiltul Matzal, you're not doing B'yodah, you're doing B'roshay. Tiltul B'gufay. The Rajma says this. Now, from Zalman, when he discusses this Chajnish, there's one letter at the back of the Shemir Shabbos, the Kalkalot. He has one letter to the Shemir Shabbos, and he has a whole stickle against the Chajnish. There's a whole stickle against the Chajnish, why the Ikhalok is not the Chajnish. The Ikhalok is going to be like the Mishnah Berurah, Tiltul Matzal. Tiltul B'gufay is going to be more to Im Sarg Dova Isser. In that stickle, he's specific, what's Pesham the Rajma? Is he making it Tzirah? That Mokma has to be Motzai and also be Tiltul B'gufay? Or only means each one by itself? This is Masubak what the Rashba means. However, there's a Mefoshi Ramban, from the Zalman, others being done in Ramban. The Ramban is saying, Kasha, how to take it with the head and move it. The first Teretz he says, Atab al Chaim. The second Teretz, Yaisa Nero, what's the heter? Why is Tiltul B'gufay? He says the word being with Tiltul B'gufay. He says, no, I can appear to, I'll send you the case of Kash. The Ramban sends you the case of Kash. The Ramban is like, what's the side of Kash? The Ban says, what a Tiltul B'gufay, like the Sugi of Kash, even though Tzav Tzav Isser might is Mutter on Shabbos. Come to save the animal which is Dover Isser, you want to say the package of the Dover Isser, those things are Dover Isser, Tiltul B'gufay, like the Sugi of Kash. So not only we have a Rosh that way, we have a Ban that way. We go Isser Nero, that's Pshat. So, among the Rishonim, the Torah passes like the fall, like the Rosh, we have three Rishonim go this way, Tiltul B'gufay. The Mechaber that way, Sinashin Alps, the Chas Passim, Sosim that way. There are more, the Goyim points out, the Kivega points out, the Simishin Festive Gimel, there are more passing away by the fact that Nefichu is Mekel, there are more held also like this Indian, the Graz, the Nesivis, Mishnah Brewer, the Mekon, so they can place them on the go, like this Mishnah Brewer, like the Mechaber, which is better before she rushed away, the Tiltulum and Hatzad, is the Maiso, is the also Tzad of also El, the Tiltulum and Gufay will be Motu Mitzad of Israel. Now, just a couple of minutes that to see this heter, the only one say is very simple, the one say Shlomo Zalman defends it stark, that Tiltul B'gufay is Mutzav Tov Isser, we'll see it's not that simple. One might welcome is the Mishnah Berurah itself. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha and Simish Nechas a couple of times. There's one time in Sifkon Yud Gimel, he says, let's say you have a hefsin on the floor, let's say you have something on the floor, you want to move it, his words are, Tiltul Muksa B'gufay Afil Tzartav Muksa is Mutter. Why? Dezer loy nikur Tiltul Klal. Not nikur Klal. Therefore, if he's there, a munach is a double muksa ala oritz, if anything, in a floor, mutal darshloi baraglov, go kick it. Why? They should lo yavi la hefzid. It will not become the case of hefzid. He says what? You have a hefzid to kick it when it's not coming to the case of hefzid. Why is it a case of hefzid? You have to kick it because you don't kick muksa, no problem. Why hefzid? Why not? It's not Kiltul, Tiltul B'gufay, Lo Shmei Tiltul. Lo Shmei Tiltul. Lo Shmei Tiltul. But why give an example? It's Mutter. That's it, it's Mutter. Why say Hefzid? So there is a Mavukha among what the Mishnah Berurah means. Is it Shiloh? You want to hear, I tell them, say if you want to tell them, like you want to say it's a Moshe Ba'amu, you're just saying this is a Loko. And then he said, Lefizah, you want to say it's a practical. However, and then you get involved with different rites, and however, the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down with Saloko. I think it's the right for carrot. The Shaitin says, even though I'm being makled, and the Shaitin says, however, I'm chayodom. A chayodom brings down machloikis, yesh v'yesh. However, he says, no, I'm being makled, because the machabas sosim that when finishing off the chet. I'm not being makled. I mean, the Shaitin brings down, there's a machloikis over here. Who's the machloikis? It's the Rosh Rishman. The Rosh doesn't have this heter. Rabban didn't answer this way. Taisus answered this way. Machlokes Yushayna. Machlokes. The Chayodim says who argues, the Magar Avram argues. Chayodim says who argues the Magar Avram. Magar Avram. The steer is Magar Avram. He says the Magar Avram likes to argue with Halacha. So who, why is the Mishnah Berurah saying over here only Machlokes Hefsir? Machlokes. Why? Machlokes Hefsir. We're saying Machan, you are Shita. My sister, that's what sounds like from over here. Now, those, the Simcha Banim, when you bring it down, you want to say it's Lav Dafka. And Banim, when you bring it down, he says Lav Dafka. Fellow says Lav Dafka. I'll tell Hashem again, the Shul Sifrus very clearly. He says, what's the Pshat over here in the Mishnah Berurah? He says, if you click with the Ram Shita, therefore, Machm Hefsid, he says, to make otherwise Kosher with the Ram. The Vavos of Tshuva says the same. He says, Mishnah Berurah, Machm Hefsid, why? Because Eshla Kaim Shnayim, from Kaim also the other Shita. And therefore, the only Machm Hefsid can be Makel. So, my point is, what Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah is. I like to build from stage to stage. First, this head of the Mishnah Berurah, the one saying Mishnah Berurah holds Mutter, his case is the case of the Hefsid. Now you can argue, is there after Mishnah Berurah not the Yishlov, number one. Number two is, the Maisel, we point out, there is a Machlokes Yishonim about it. There is a Rosh versus Duran. Duran does not agree with it. And the Gras points out, not just Duran, it's anyone who asks the Kash of Kash and does not answer that, does not hold on the parents. Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Truma, the Reed, the Beitam, he has a list of Yishonim of the Gras, that the Rosh is really a Das Yochid. The Rosh is Ramban and Torah. Otherwise, Rishon is Kash and left it blind. They answered to talked to the Heter. Until the Rebbe Yonah came along, the Rosh answered this. There's no Yisoy in this Heter told to the Gufay. There's no Yisoy. So all some Chiddush over here, the Tzach Tzavah, it says to be Mutter. That's a second point over here to be Machmer. A third point to be Machmer, they say the Chadish comes along. The time is, even in the Rosh, you want to be making Mishnah Berurah, there's a star over here against the Mishnah Berurah. Chadish wants to argue, say, the Pesham, the Rosh over here, it's not the story that Tilt of a Gufa is Mutter. You can't go around kicking Muksa. Even Dava Hefter is also. The only reason why it's Mutter, he says, by lying on it, because when you're doing a Maisa Shechiva, to lie upon it, which he tells her, he goes, what am I coming to go do? I'm coming to sleep. I'm coming to move Muksa. I'm coming to sleep. I'm coming to move Muksa. Oh, I'm walking in the street, can I can't kick something. What am I doing? I'm walking in the street. Who's kicking anything? So therefore, since he literally tells me to point out, he's saying, let Miss Yachit the Maisa back to me. So I have no head over here until to begufay. So what Shani Rosh the Shitas and the Chazanish is saying? Shani Rosh is what? I'm coming to lie down. I'm coming to get food out of the barrel. Who's doing Maisa Kerei? Who's doing Soyuz? Who's doing Fire? Who's doing Tal Tumuksa? I'm coming to lie down upon it. Otherwise, to kick it, to do it, be a straight Avadis also. Chazanish wasn't even the Rosh that way. Now Chazanish himself points out he's against the Pashas. Mechaber and Mogavam, the place did not learn the Rosh that way, but he says that is John Rosh. He proves it that way. So again, so we have first of all, Mishnah Berurah, Yeshlona, how much he's been making Mokhmer after. Number two, we have Numshah Shayim or Machmer. Number three, the Chanish says the Rosh himself is being Machmer. Number four is the Mogavam, also the Master Shekel, and the Chayodim one say, Mogavam, numerous places, holds a lot of mice like the man. The Chogis, what Pshan Mogavam is, the Chogis and Sivas versus the Chayodim, there's Mogavam that way. Number five, Tosfos Shabbos to bring down a lot of mice. What do we bring down two shitas? The Chayodim want to bring down. What do we bring down two shitas? The Aruch Shulchan bring down. What do we says two shitas? So let's go. What the place is by they went to Moshe. They asked Moshe what to do. And they led him to the Shabbos. Moshe says a lot of mice. He said the person should be machmer. Only came double nachos. Less of a pressing matter, you should be machmer. They went to the Ashim. They asked what to do. He said only machmer tzayr to make home. Shabbos Yitzchak. They went to Vadi Yosef. Also said what to do. He said only machmer tzayr. They went to Binyamin Zilber, he said, all Machm Tzayr Kodol, Bezim Ophadim Chaznish, Ugedaimu. So the Maisa, even though the Ilum like saying over, very simple, total Muksa, the Maisa is Mutter, the Gufoy, even Tzayr Kodol, very Ister, no problem. Maisa, there are numerous Svaras to be Machmer. The Chaznish holds there's no such Heter at all. There are, Ushanimu and Maisa argue. Therefore, there's Magabam, Chayodim, and others who are being Choshid L'Chadchila for the Ram Shita, the Binyam Two Shitas, therefore, Stamazai, you shouldn't do it. That's clear, Stamazai. Well, they do point out, Stamazai, Shloitzar Klal, who says it's Mutter? Well, you're asking. And those one kind of, even those on Makel, Shloitzar Klal, who says Mutter? Well, that's a felt one thing, Shabbat Mishnah Berurah is. Genzai, Chutz means that, let's say you want to say Shloitzar Klal is Mutter, Allah Ha Maisa, a person do it, Elm came with Dovan office. I asked Abandon, what did Moshe mean when he told you Elm came with Dovan office? Does Moshe mean, Be'etim, it's Osir? Except, no, Mokhma Tzarek has it. What? Let's be Makel, Flemach, Lizzy Rosh, Etim Machaber? I said, forget, Moshe knows Be'etim is Mutter. Less nice is to run. Let's be kosher. Other be showing them. He told me. I think I remember correctly. He said the chanish is not wasn't kosher for it, but nice to run. Other be showing them. He said the betzim moshe halos motor. Nice to mechaber the pesukim. By the way, betzim is motor. Abadi should be choishish, why not? This is Rishonim, Makom has to do it, and the other tzarech be mekel. What? Dava nochot is very ambiguous, what dava nochot means. He knows the words that Moshe wrote, this is also the Gesmosh Chalachay, that's very ambiguous. Now, next time we're late, we'll just continue on what the gather of Tiltel, the Gufa is, what gather from the Asad. Kedema is the Ficho, Klafiyad, or the elbow, is that Tiltel Gufa or Tiltel Menasad? And after middle B is the Motosar Tovish or not?